Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you lie? He has risen. Why are you weeping? He's not dead. Why?
You're right.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody give God some praise. Amen. 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 I am just so grateful. I am just so thankful. You know, the Lord did a great thing. And you know what? When he did it, he had mine. And it was during this time, you know, that I could sit back and think and look at what he did and why he did what he did just for me, amen. It gives me goosebumps. It makes me sweat just a little bit. And I'm here to let you know that all that Jesus went through on this day, he didn't just do it for me, but he did it for you. He did it for those who believe. He did it for those who do not believe. He did it for everybody, past, present, and future, so that... I'm going to let somebody know right now that Jesus lives, amen. And despite the fact of what you may be going through, despite the fact of how you feel, despite the fact of what's going on around you, you have a living, breathing Savior, amen, that experienced death. But guess what? In the midst of all of it, in the midst of that dirt, he got back up, amen. And when he got back up, he was cleaner than when he went down in that dirt. Yeah. So I'm going to let somebody know right now.
Thank
you. As we start the celebration process of what Jesus did, I need somebody, those who have been redeemed. I always said, let the redeemed of the Lord give him some praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Give him some praise.
Thank you.
What if this was your last time? What if this was your last time that you could give him some praise? What if you knew that the next minute your life would be over? How would that praise be, amen? That should be your praise every day, all day long, as if it's your last time giving him the praise. You see, he's been too good to you for some mediocre praise. He's been too good for you, too good to you.
Way too good.
He is good.
Thank you, Lord. You are infinite. You are infinite. You are mighty. You are holy.
Pick up your cross. Pick up your cross.
Yes.
And follow him.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
Whew. All right. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Good Friday service. Amen. I am Pastor D. This is the Jubilee Affair. We are Fuse Memorial. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So somebody give some God praise. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right now.
Amen.
All right now. We are blessed to be here. I thank God for you. My listening family, may God bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
But we're not going to hold up, amen. We're going to get it started, amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us, sir, with a song of praise?
God bless everyone on this Good Friday. At last ended my Savior bleed and did my sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for such a one as I? At the cross, at the cross, where at first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my
Bless you, sir. Bless you. Amen. We shall now have our invocation by Minister Lisa Green, followed by the scripture by Minister Tremaine Thompson.
Good evening, Lord Jesus, Father God, and Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you for your strength when our weak nature rebels against the distress and suffering of this life. And please enable us to accept everything with serenity and peace, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus, with our whole strength, we cling to your merits and your sufferings and your expiation, your tears, so that we may be able to cooperate with you in your work of salvation. Lord, give us strength to flee from sin, the cause of an agony, the sweat of your blood and your death, Father God. We thank you that you destroy everything in us that displeases you and fill our hearts with the fire of your Holy Spirit and the love and for all of your sufferings, Lord Jesus, that they dissipate. Lord, hold us close firmly to your heart and that we may never leave you alone in your passion. Lord, we ask for a place of rest in your heart. Draw us closer, Lord. Just wrap us in your arms right now. We thank you right now, Father God, for your love. We thank you right now, Father God, for your atoning peace and perfect love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. The scripture reading will be coming from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 24. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just for a quick announcement, amen, I just want to, again, say God bless you to all of you. This coming Sunday, we will be celebrating our Easter program. Amen. Our Easter program will start at 3 p.m. sharp. Amen. And it is on our conference call line. That number is area code 605-472-5277. Again, that number is area code 605
472-5277. The access code is 684-223-pound. Again, the access code is 684-223-pound. Come and join our Sunday school as they have put together a fantastic Easter program, amen. It is always awesome, amen, and I'm just so thankful to Sister Brenda and the Sunday school line and the Sunday school department and all those who are helping to make this endeavor successful. May God continue to bless you. Amen. We shall now have our altar call by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Praise the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Open our hearts with peace, love, and hope. Heal our families and children and give them protection from harm and danger. Lord, feed our families that are hungry and give them shelter. Heal the sick in the world and comfort the bereaved families that have lost loved ones. Give them the strength to understand you and that everything will be all right. Lord, guide us all over the world. Help us find the love, peace, and hope that you instill in our hearts that we may be better human beings. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have the duty and the honor of introducing the speaker, preacher of the hour. Amen. Pastor Jennifer Snapp. She has been a member of the CME Church her entire life and enjoys worshiping and praising the Lord, helping people, teaching and spreading the gospel. Pastor Snapp is the mother of three beautiful children, Kenneth, Jenna, and Courtney. She holds a Bachelor's of Arts in English and a Master's of Arts in Elementary Education from Wayne State University, an Educational Specialist degree in Leadership and Administration from Central Michigan University, where she is currently working on her doctoral degree in Educational Leadership and Administration at Central Michigan University. Pastor Snapp is the proud pastor of Hamlet Temple CME Church. Amen. Y'all know I love Hamlet Temple. I know Hamlet Temple very well. Amen. Because I was the last church that I pastored before I came to Fuse. Amen. And Pastor Snapp is a on fire type of preacher. Amen. And I admire her for her humility and her grace. When I first met this preacher, the Lord told me to tell her that soon it would be her time and it would be her season. And we now know that for such a time as this, it is her time and it is her season. So after this next selection, the next voice that you will hear will be that of this fireball pastor, Pastor Jennifer Snapp. Let's give God a hand clap of praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain. Breathe to all a healing stream. Both from Calvary's mountain.
tortured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful rendition. Rest beyond. Won't you pray with me? Father God, we come to you today giving you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your everlasting love. Lord God, continue to cover us and protect us and continue to love us, Lord God. Bless us this evening with your Holy Spirit and rain fresh upon us. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. To the pastor of Fuse Memorial, to the ministers online, thank you for joining in today. Reverend Townsend, thank you for this invitation. I greatly appreciated the words that you said. I do remember that day in front of Central CME Church. I remember that
bless
talk,
you, bless
and
you.
I thank you for that. God bless you. Amen. My scripture today comes from Romans 5, 6 through 8. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And if you need a title for this message, it is What's So Good About Good Friday. What's so good about Good Friday is that it is a time for us to reflect about Jesus' love toward us. Those who don't know Jesus may ask, what's so good about a man who was persecuted, brutally beaten, and nailed to a cross for shameful sinners like you and I? Or they may ask, what's so good about a man who had to suffer for the sins of people who didn't even care about him giving up his life for us? A time of bleak darkness, pain, and suffering. According to God's promise, for I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. On that Friday, so long ago, it may not have seemed so good to those who were following him or those who did not know that his life had to transpire for us to be free. It was the turning point for all of humankind because Jesus didn't just die on the cross that day, but 3 days later, he was resurrected ascended into heaven and left us with his Holy Spirit, who gives us strength for extraordinary tasks. He left us with his Holy Spirit to open our minds and give us understanding of the scriptures. On that Friday, Jesus willingly died for our sins without a complaint, without mumbling a word. God's anger against sin was poured out on Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb, the one who was without sin. But by his blood, Jesus redeemed us from the captivities of sin. It was so good on that Friday that after witnessing Jesus giving up his spirit, the veil of the temple tearing from top to bottom, the earth shaking, rocks splitting, tombs opening, and bodies being raised, the frightened centurion who kept guard over Jesus said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." That's what's so good about Good Friday. A Roman believed that Jesus was the Messiah. There was something significant going on that Friday. On this Friday, let's take a moment to reflect on some atrocities that have taken place in the last 15 months, starting in December of 2019. The residual smoke inhalation from the Australian bushfires killed over 400 people. In January, Indonesia experienced devastating floods. Hurricanes hit parts of the United States and volcanoes erupted in the Philippines. Turkey, the Caribbean, China, Iran, Russia, Philippines, and India were collectively shaken by 45 earthquakes with magnitudes over 6. Swarms of locusts attacked East Africa and parts of India and Asia, damaging their crops. Cyclone Amphan ripped through India and Bangladesh, destroying everything that got in its way. Windstorms struck Europe and floods covered parts of India, Japan, and China. Glaciers melted in parts of Antarctica, turning it green. Those are just a few of the things that have taken place in the last 15 or 16 months, not to mention that under our previous administration, racism flourished and our elected officials couldn't seem to agree about anything. Those hating on black and brown people stormed the Capitol, wanting to take over the Capitol. The coronavirus claimed the lives of almost 3 million people around the world. There were 1,021 recorded fatal police shootings. An estimated 15 to 26 million people in the United States have participated in Black Lives Matter demonstrations over the death of George Floyd and other blacks. And most recently, we have observed in the news, mass murders of Asian Americans and Asian Lives Matter protests. We live in a country that seems as if we have become accustomed to gun violence and other brutal crimes such as sex trafficking, drugs, and rape. While so many people are still sinning, just like the people of Israel, Jesus still loves us. Just like the religious leaders who attacked him, although they knew the word, but they still persecuted him. They still challenged him. All that was to say that Jesus' death mattered on that Friday. That's what's so good about Good Friday. See, Jesus, he was betrayed and delivered into the hands of his enemies by one of his own. His haters and persecutors, they mocked him. They spat upon him. They stripped him of his clothes and scourged him, crowned his head with thorns, and they sentenced him to death by crucifixion. And they forced him to carry his own rugged cross to Golgotha, place of a skull. Then they drove spikes through the center of his hands, bent his feet, and nailed them to the cross also. They positioned him between two criminals and pierced his side, watching the blood and water pour out of his body. Below his cross, they divided his garments and casted lots. The small crowd below him and his acquaintances, watching from a distance, heard him cry out to his father, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" They offered him bitter wine to quench his thirst, and some shook their fingers at him and told him to save himself. Some may still ask, what was so good about all of this on that Good Friday? Well, Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Right there, that moment, the debt for our sins was paid. Only a divine being in the person of the incarnate would rectify our wrongs by suffering things that he did not owe. Jesus Christ's obedience to the Father gives value to his suffering. The Messiah, who was without sin, was wounded for our iniquities. He was bruised for our sins, and by his stripes, we are healed. It was at that hour that the Son of Man was glorified. If you recall in the scripture of John 12, 27 and 28, Jesus said to his disciples, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." So on this day, on this Good Friday, we commemorate his death. On this day, we remember Isaiah's prophecy. On this day, we remember God's promise. That's what's so good about Good Friday. Then in verses 31 and 32 of John 12, Jesus said to the people, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." See, in a topsy-turvy world, we cannot guarantee our own salvation, but Jesus Christ can. Today, on this Good Friday, this is a day for us to celebrate Jesus' death, because he rose again and he guaranteed us eternal life through his sacrifice. That's what makes Good Friday so good. For when we are still without strength, in due time, Christ, he died for us, the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man, one will die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were and that we are still sinners, on that day, Christ died for us. That's what makes Good Friday so good. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Pastor. Bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Praise
Minister
the Lord.
Osner.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Snack, for that wonderful word. So anointing. What's so good about Good Friday reflects about Jesus' love for us, who suffered and died for us for our sins without complaint or mumbling words, the perfect sacrifice without sin. Jesus' death did matter. Jesus paid his debt for us. And on this day, remember God's promise. He rose again and gave us eternal life. That's what makes Good Friday so good. Thank you, Reverend Snap. Our invitation to discipleship, although we've done nothing to deserve God's love and salvation, God provided salvation for all who will repent of their sins and believe in Jesus Christ. Confess your sins to God and then confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. Repeat this prayer after me to receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Dear Lord God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, and he rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Then pray to God and ask him to lead you to a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching, learning, worshiping, and Holy Ghost-filled church in your area so you can begin to fellowship with other believers and pay your tithes and offerings. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Roslyn.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm just so grateful and so thankful that I had the opportunity to listen, amen, to the Word of God. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful, highly anointed word. Thank you again. You blessed my soul, amen. And I know if you blessed me, I know you blessed everybody here. And if you blessed everybody here, you blessed everybody else that's listening, amen. And so we are just so grateful. We are so grateful. Thank you again. And I just want to give a special shout out to Hamlet Temple. Amen. I know you all are listening. Amen. God bless you. You know I love you. Amen. And I hope to see you all real soon. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. Amen. To just thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was right on time. Right on time. Amen. With that being said, again, we are having our Easter program again tomorrow. Sunday at 3 p.m. Amen. We will have our service, our Easter morning service. We'll be at 10 a.m. live. Amen. So look forward to that. Let us be in prayer for one another. Continue that love affair with each other. Tell everyone you love them, amen, and that there's nothing that they can do about it, amen, and love everybody with the love of Jesus, amen. With that being said, I yield to Pastor Snap, amen, for the benediction. But first, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, y'all. I know that's happened sometimes when I get excited, amen. Let us have our doxology. Amen. Then we will have the benediction.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here be. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Snap.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, most gracious Father, for this day, for this Good Friday. Lord, keep us close to you. Lord, continue to remind us while we celebrate not just this Good Friday, but every Friday, every day, Monday through Sunday. Now, for the benediction, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We are signing off. Amen. Continue to celebrate. Amen. Because we are in celebration of life. To God
Amen.
Be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Why do you cry?